Hello, ambitious ladies. Welcome back to another episode of the Be Well Club podcast. I hope your week is going well. And if not, that's okay too. Because remember, slow and steady wins a race. So don't beat yourself up on a few challenging days. The important part is knowing when to bounce back. And the reason why I'm telling you all of this is because last week, honestly, was challenging and rough for me. I had back-to-back deadlines, extra projects piling up, and my sleep, oh boy, it was a total mess. It really threw me off to the point where I had to give myself 3 days to reset. And I'm happy I gave myself 3 days because now I'm feeling lighter, happier, and back on track. And my experience got me thinking about how much stress messes with your sleep. And I feel like a lot of us might not even realize that this is what's behind those nights of tossing and turning. So before we dive in, let's answer a few questions to see if any of this resonates with you. Do you ever feel crankier than usual, snapping over nothing? Is brain fog making simple things hard, making you feel like you're losing it? When a long day is done, do you find yourself unable to shut off your mind and fall asleep? Okay, so if you nodded to any of the above, chances are you're likely caught in that cycle of stress, exhaustion, and sleeplessness. And that's why today we're going to talk about the science behind this and how you can break the cycle and feel energized naturally. So let's get started. So firstly, we need to understand what is happening inside of our body. When we are constantly stressed, our body is going to fight or flight mode. And what this means is that hormones like cortisol and adrenaline flood our systems. These are great if you're running away from a tiger, but it's really not helpful when you're trying to wind down at bedtime. These stress hormones, they keep you wired, making it hard for you to fall asleep and stay asleep. And even if you doze off, you're likely not getting that deep restorative rest you need. So you wake up feeling groggy, and then you reach for that first cup of coffee just to function. Okay, coffee is great. I love coffee. It gives you a jolt of energy. But you have to remember, it's just a band-aid solution. Because what caffeine does is that it blocks the chemicals that make you feel sleepy. But it does nothing to address the root cause, aka your messed up sleep. Plus, too much caffeine actually worsens your anxiety and can further disrupt your sleep cycle. So over time, this cycle has serious consequences. A sluggish metabolism, increased anxiety, lowered immunity. It's not just about feeling tired. It is about your whole health. So how do we break free? First off, I want you to know that this isn't a sign of weakness because the cycle is pervasive, especially for ambitious driven people. And the CDC reports that over a third of US adults don't get enough sleep on a regular basis. Studies also suggest that women are more prone to insomnia than men, and we have a harder time falling asleep and staying asleep. So in other words, you're not alone in this. And the good news is that it is possible for you to change and rewire your body so you can get better sleep. And here is how. So tip number one, prioritize your sleep hygiene. So what that looks like is setting a consistent bedtime and waking up at the same time. It doesn't matter what time you fall asleep, but keeping a routine consistent does go a long way. Also, create winding down rituals like dimming your lights, having a warm bath, or reading. And make your bedroom dark, quiet, and cool. Speaking of reading, if you like reading on your phone, my advice is don't, because the screens of phones, tablets, and e-readers, they emit blue light, which suppresses melatonin production. And if you don't already know, melatonin is a hormone that signals to your body that it is time to sleep. So this can make it harder for you to fall asleep and stay asleep, which then leads to poorer quality rest. So if you can, opt for physical books. But if you really must use your phone, then here are some things that you can do so that it doesn't disrupt your sleep. So first things first is set your phone to night shift mode. This feature shifts the screen colors to a warmer spectrum, and therefore it reduces some of the blue light. You can also reduce the screen brightness, because the dimmer the screen, the less disruptive it will be for your eyes. And lastly, give yourself a time limit. So set a timer to put your phone away 30 to 60 minutes before your intended bedtime. All right, so the next thing we have here is manage your stress. This is where you need to find what works for you. It could be exercise, yoga, nature walks, meditation, journaling. The key thing here is to explore healthy coping mechanisms. Also, when you exercise, do it for at least 30 minutes, because when you exercise, it triggers the release of endorphins, your body's natural mood boosters, while reducing stress hormones like cortisol. This chemical shift helps regulate your nervous system, which then combats the fight or flight feeling caused by stress. Also, exercise improves your overall mood, provides a sense of control, and offers a healthy distraction from worries. So remember, manage your stress. Number three on my list is ditch the late night caffeine. Gradually reduce your intake, especially in the afternoon. Switch to herbal teas or warm water in the evening. My go-to now is Bloom's Superfruit Latte. I'm taking like two different lattes. It's either the lavender coconut flavor or the beetroot blend. If you're not a fan of coconut, then I'll definitely go for the beetroot blend. It's really tasty. They also have other flavors that you can try. Anyway, don't forget to use my code BITHIA for 15% off. Okay, so the next tip is to eat nourishing foods. So fill your body with whole foods and limit sugary snacks and processed junk that can disrupt your energy levels. So if you're wondering why you should limit sugary snacks and processed junk, the reason is because they cause rapid blood sugar spikes followed by crashes, which then leaves you feeling tired and craving more sugar. And not only that, it actually throws off your hormones and it makes it harder for you to fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. In addition to that, they also lack nutrients and they increase inflammation in your body, while also sabotaging your energy levels and sleep quality. And over time, this cycle contributes to weight gain and an increased risk for chronic diseases. Okay, the last tip I have is be kind to yourself. Because change takes time, always celebrate small wins and don't beat yourself up on off days. Really, this is key. Because when you celebrate small wins, what happens is that it reinforces positive behaviors, it boosts motivation, and improves your overall self-perception. When you acknowledge even minor victories, your brain releases feel-good chemicals like dopamine, creating a positive feedback loop that encourages you to keep striving. And this builds confidence, resilience, and a sense of control over your life, making you more likely to prioritize your well-being and tackle bigger goals successfully. All right, now I want to share a story of transformation that I think will resonate with many of you. I had a client, and we'll call her Adeline, who was a classy go-getter. She couldn't sleep until she knew she had done absolutely everything to hit her work goals, especially at the end of the month because she was in a sales role. So the pressure was intense, and Adeline wasn't familiar with holistic health. She didn't understand her hormones, her nervous system, or the impact stress had on her body. It got so bad, her constant sleep deprivation took a toll, not just on her mood and even her relationship with her partner. Finally, Adeline knew something had to change. Her doctor recommended a health coach, and that's when she came to me. We started by evaluating her lifestyle, and her sleep cycle was a mess, let me tell you. And together, we overhauled her entire routine, including her eating habits and caffeine intake. We prioritized her sleep hygiene and created a relaxing nighttime routine, and also implemented meditation for stress relief. Within a month, I kid you not, Adeline told me she felt like a new person. She was energized, focused, and swapped her coffee habit for delicious superfood lattes. Obviously, thanks to me, because I told her about Bloom's superfood latte. Anyway, this transformation proves that prioritizing your well-being has life-changing benefits. And if Adeline can do it, so can you. All right, ladies, if you are ready to ditch that burnout cycle, head onto my Instagram and DM me sleep for a free guide on sleep boosting tips. Also, I have a challenge for you. I feel like it sounds super easy, but it is easier said than done. Anyway, this week, I want you to try to go caffeine free after lunch on just one day. Just one day. And notice how you sleep that night. Imagine a life where you wake up refreshed, energized, and ready to take on the world. That is absolutely possible for you, and I know you're going to do it.